This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Governor Chris Sununu's COVID equity response team released a report today about New Hampshire's response to the pandemic. The team was created in May to investigate how COVID disproportionately impacts communities of color. With me now to talk about the report is a member of the equity response team, Bobby Bagley, director of the Division of Public Health and Community Services in Nashua. Thank you very much for speaking with me.
Oh, you're very welcome, and thank you for having me.
So one of the big takeaways from this report was that COVID-19 didn't create inequities, but it did reveal the connection between infection and mortality rates and some of what are called upstream factors. Can you talk a little bit about the upstream factors that led to this disproportionate impact of COVID-19 on communities of color?
Sure. So when we think about upstream factors, we're really focused on some of the, you know, the systems that are in place that help us provide access to services, important resources for all of our populations to help maintain health, safety, and well-being. And so what we've seen with the onset of this pandemic, you know, is where some of those gaps exist in those upstream factors of making sure that all populations are served equitably.
New Hampshire has not yet issued a mask mandate. How does that impact communities of color, not having a mask mandate?
For one, if we understand the importance of the mask with reducing, you know, exposure to respiratory droplets. And so if you're in situations where you're the frontline essential worker and individuals do not have face coverings or masks that keep their respiratory droplets from being, expelled into the environment, then you're exposed, you know, to those respiratory droplets and you're not in a place of safety. And so that's how that impacts those population groups where, if the majority of individuals that represent our racial and ethnically diverse populations are in those types of jobs where they're essential workers, either, in hospitality, working in fast food restaurants, you know, or service industries where they come into contact with people and that mask mandate is not there, they're at greater risk for exposure.
You wrote in this report about the need for people to trust the state's public health systems. Do communities of color in New Hampshire trust the state's public health system?
It's at varying degrees. And I think that comes along with how, you know, we in public health try to build rapport and establish relationships with our community. That's in sharing information. And so, for instance, we love to collect data in public health because data helps inform, you know, where we have gaps that need to be closed. And so if we collect data and that data is not analyzed appropriately or correctly, and that data is not used in the most appropriate way, it creates distrust. And so for the most part, if we can establish relationships and build rapport within communities, diverse communities and communities of color, we can continue to have, you know, that rapport that's there. When that's not there, the trust is not there. And if the trust is not there, you're not going to have people relying and trusting in the public health system. And if we do things that bring on distrust by not communicating clear information that's consistent, information that allows for everyone to have the same opportunities for wellness, for health, for access to services, that's going to create mistrust and distrust as well.
I see. The report warns that addressing the healthcare system in isolation is not sufficient to resolve public health inequities. Why is that?
You have to be able to address all of the other factors that impact health. So that includes socioeconomic status, access to well-paying jobs, the opportunities for appropriate housing and affordable housing. It includes having access to healthy foods. It also includes being in safe neighborhoods. It includes being able to, you know who your neighbors are, being able to trust who your neighbors are, being able to trust some of the systems that are in place and believe that those systems are in place for you as well. So all of those things can impact at the end a person's overall mental health and their physical health as well.
And the report calls for a standing equity response team that will continue this work, and it calls for bringing in more voices as well. How do you see the work of this team continuing?
You know, we had a quick turnaround time to pull together these recommendations. We were given 30 days. I'm really impressed, you know, with our work that we were able to do, get it all put together in 36 days. But what we also realized was that our voices, or what we were able to bring to the table with the input from some of the stakeholders and some of the partners, you know, across the state, you know, that also submitted some information, we still need to be able to continue this work. So it can't be, you know, just something that's looked at as a, you know, a short-term task force, because we didn't get to this place where we have these disparities and gaps in a short period of time. These are things that have come into place over decades. So it's going to take decades, you know, for us to overcome and be successful at closing those gaps.
Well, Bobby Bagley, Director of the Division of Public Health and Community Services in Nashua, thank you very much for speaking with me. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me on.